fly by your window. Did you see it disappear? Amy, come sit on my wall. Read me a story of old. And tell it like you, like you still believe that the end of a century brings a change for you.
Hey guys. We recorded with Amy. She's been a long lost friend we haven't talked to in a while. I love her and her crazy shenanigans.
I don't even remember what we talked about now.
We talked about being crazy.
Yeah.
Fear, my five worst fears.
Yeah.
Doctor Who.
We did talk about Doctor Who. That's true.
And Supernatural.
It was a good conversation. It was a good time. And we hope you enjoy it.
Bye.
And Amy, come sit on my wall and read me the story.
Walgreens. Oh, you don't talk.
I've heard like it's become Nazi Germany even more so than it was.
I don't know. I think there's, you could say that.
So you drive to Danville?
There are a lot of
things. No, I live in Bloomington.
Honestly, for the better.
Yeah, he drives to Danville.
So you drive to Danville every day?
I do. I drive to Danville every day.
And that's dumb.
Originally, when I moved here, I thought I was going to work from home, so it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And then they stopped letting people work from home.
Oh, really?
So that did not happen.
So, because one of my friend's wives worked out there, and she's getting her job downsized.
Mary Parker.
But she works for a different company. She works for Genpak. She doesn't work for Walgreens. She used to work
for Walgreens. I thought it was all the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Like, I'll get asked all the time, oh, you work out there? So you know this person. I'm like, well, in the building there's about 2,000 people.
Yeah. And the help center always was the bastard child of the building anyway. Yeah,
and when you tell people that you work for Walgreens, they're like, you mean Genpak?
Yeah. Now they say that, yeah.
Because the help center is the only thing that is...
never worked for Genpak.
Is still Walgreens.
Well, there was Danville third party and then one other department, but they're on their way out the
door
too.
They still do the accounting, right?
They, Genpak does all of our accounting now. So we actually contracted it. We basically outsourced it to this company in India, and they just happened to buy our building because they wanted one anyway. So
it was very convenient for them.
It was very convenient for everyone. So technically now, I still work for Walgreens, but we rent a space in Genpak's building.
We learned this morning on the Bob and Tom show that the men in India have the least amount of sex of all the men in the world.
Because they're busy having sex with each other and smoking their cigarettes.
We also learned, what was it, in Japan, they had a... He wasn't awake this morning. But there was a couple that got pulled over for having sex in the back of a taxi cab. I guess it was causing distractions by the people driving by. The taxi driver, however, was... being very gentlemanly and not watching, but they ended up getting pulled over and told not to do that again. Please do not have sex in the back of a taxi.
That's it. Yeah, on your way. There's your warning.
Yeah. We have
that's awesome. So that's the place to go then, huh?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Japan. They're crazy. They do weird things. They have monsters over there with seven penises.
Yes! I love that! We were talking about that the last time.
Jamie said yes, like, I've been waiting for something. Like,
no, it's, what's it called? I can never remember what it's called. Hente or whatever.
There was
the Japanese porn.
There was one, do you remember Sky?
Yeah.
That managed at the theater.
The Japanese tentacle.
Yes, we went over because we would get together when I worked at the Times Theater. All of us would hang out, and Sky was very odd anyway. But we all got together one night over at Beth's house
and he had brought this Japanese porn, and like the whole, I can't remember the exact basis of the story, but it was like this girl had to, in order to save like her family or something, she had to have sex with so many people and like however many long periods, and it, like one of the things was a monster with like tentacle penises. I was still fairly innocent at that time, and it was a shock for me. Japanese are freaky.
You want to try the cider? It's apple and strawberry mix.
Yes, please. I'm so tired.
Did you have to work
So you
today?
Don't drink anymore? Like, not even recreationally?
No, because I cannot drink recreationally. I am an alcoholic, so... Oh. Yeah, it was discovering that I was using it to cope with problems instead of dealing with problems. And that I didn't have a shut-off point, so when I started, I just didn't stop until I passed out. And I did kind of like the Romans did, you know, I'd drink until I puke, and then I'd drink some more. And
this really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't puke and rally.
She's never been able to do that.
I did it once.
You tried a couple times. It was just the second one around would just put you to sleep. Was
that? Go to bed.
My headache is gone. Time to go to bed.
I think I've only puked and rallied once, but I don't remember. I remember thinking I would always remember that, but I don't.
If I could have gotten paid for the way I drank, I would have made a lot of money.
So is it hard for you to be around alcohol?
No, it's not.
So you're like Schofield?
Yeah, kind of.
Starting to feel like a bad person for a second.
No. Like, it can be difficult if I'm on my own. Like, I had a relapse last Friday, and it was not a good thing. Gary had left. He had a show in Monticello, and I had done really, really well for a while, and for whatever reason, it just... I'm a cookie-holic, too.
Also a cookie-holic. I'm just going to stop offering
things. Just quit offering me things.
At least I got her some water.
I can do water.
You can order from ice cream.
Yes.
Everything.
Oh, my God. County Market has the most delicious... It's under novelties in the ice cream section, and it's Blue... No. Bonnie Bell. Bell Bonnie something. Anyway, they have mint... chocolate chip, chocolate-covered ice cream bars. They have cherry chocolate-covered ice cream bars. They have cookies and cream ice cream bars with cookies and cream, the dip on the outside, and they have the most amazing strawberry bars ever, and I could live off of those things. I had one on the way over here.
That sounds amazing.
It was pretty incredible. But they only have them at County Market. That makes me sad. Don't go to County Market.
I just discovered we have a County Market, so...
Really?
Yeah, they just, like, got one not too long ago. Campus Town or something. And there's a new one, like, somewhere else in Tampa, too.
Yeah.
It's down by the steakhouse.
I just know I drove past it on my way to a doctor. It was the County Market.
So some guy at my job, like, lives here in Champaign.
And he drives?
To Bloomington every day for his job.
See, you could do it.
That was for you.
That was for
so
me.
So, what are you doing now, Jamie?
I work for Conway Freight.
What does that mean?
Data entry. It's a trucking company.
Oh, and you just type in numbers all day?
Well, I, like, type in, like, they have to, like, give you bills, like a bill of lading.
We do bills of lading
okay.
and stuff.
Okay, and I just
AutoSend.
Have to enter them in.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I do other stuff, too, but that's, like, the majority.
So do you handle the trucks as they come in, then, or...?
Well, I don't do anything with the trucks.
they give you the paperwork when they come in.
Yeah.
She fixes their radios.
Oh, yeah, I do fix the, like, I call them guns, thanks to Walgreens. But they're called handhelds.
Yeah,
I fixed those.
Like the Telzon?
Yeah,
guns?
They're like Telzon guns.
We've got those.
Guns.
We call them RFs. Yeah, we've got the same things.
We call everybody calls them handhelds, but me, I call them guns.
you just want to shoot people with them.
And
everyone, your face.
Everyone there is like Hunter. Like I think me and like this girl that sits next to me that's like a vegan, my friend Cindy, not vegan but like a vegetarian. She's like the only other person besides me that doesn't own a gun. So well, whenever I say
when
done,
the zombie apocalypse happens, you guys are not going to be able to eat any deer because you will not have. You're going to have to just shoot them with a blow dart, like with the cats.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
like tomorrow. What do you know that I don't?
Okay, there is no flooding. There's flooding in Colorado. Seaside Heights not only like drowned last summer. Now they're burnt down. And we're gonna go to war in Syria. It's an apocalypse, and the zombies are gonna come.
You're not reading the news at all.
Okay.
You're just
saying
things.
First of all, I'm not just saying things. I was just trying to plead my case for the zombie apocalypse.
because zombies are one of the Chinese biggest fears.
And they're gonna come in the apocalypse.
What was it all? Bridges? And zombies.
And zombies is number one.
Yeah, and swallowing glass.
Number one, bridges. Number two, wait, no, number one, zombies. Number two, bridges collapsing.
Yes.
Number three, swallowing glass. Number four, Christopher Walken. And number five, STDs.
That's actually pretty realistic.
Yeah, especially in this area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Walken is new, though. He was not. He only had four the last time.
Three. He's number four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always been scared of Christopher Walken. He creeps me.
Hard to catch a rogue Christopher Walken, though. I mean, he just doesn't come around these parts.
No, so you're pretty safe with that.
But anyway, I do read the news for your information, and oh, I read Obama's speech, and Obama wants to bomb the crap out of Syria.
Yes, he wants to, but the thing is, no one else does, including Russia.
He wants us to, I love that in his speech he tells us to YouTube the videos of the children dying and foaming at their mouths.
He's trying
do they
to
have the rabies?
The Democrats, they
no, they... Syria? Syria?
I don't keep up on news
dropped
because...
A nuclear Syria dropped a nuclear bomb on themselves. Like, they are using chemical warfare on themselves.
So civil war,
yes,
basically.
It's like some regime and blah, 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 blah. So all of a sudden, because they use nuclear weapons, we need to police them. Because, you know, the United States is the world police.
Wasn't there a big treaty signed not too long
ago? Well, there was a big... This is what it said.
There was a big treaty said that...
In 1992.
No one would ever do anything with...
Right, but...
Anyone who's part of the
nuclear...
But Syria isn't part of the UN, are they? Isn't just Russia?
Everybody was in on the chemical weapons.
They were.
And everybody that was in on the chemical weapons was supposed to be in on stopping it. But everybody else who signed it was like, no... I remember signing that,
yeah.
But that was a long time ago.
It was a few regime changes.
I'm in a completely different space right now.
I've grown as a person, and I'm not sure.
I just don't want to drop bombs on them.
But what we had to do was scare Russia into saying, listen, Syria, you're going to sign this again.
So Russia had to come in as a
Which
bully.
Which is why Obama was threatening it, because they needed Russia to tell them what to do.
Russia's still their ally.
And they did. They went in and said,
so they're like, look, homie, don't be stupid.
Right.
Basically, it's
Which
just
is
like,
what Obama
you,
was
you know, Obama. You know they're going to drop... They've done it. They're doing it still.
Why can't they
He really wants to do
I
it.
I just don't understand why people can't kill their own people. Survival of the fittest. Kill them off. Get them out of here. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to go save them.
Politics. There's more to it than that.
Yeah, there's a big...
I don't really
There's
care.
A bigger picture.
Power
I could
struggle.
Break it down. I was planning on bringing it down with Meg, because I think
okay.
she might actually...
We'll save this for Meg Jacobson.
But...
Yeah. This is the first time, like, the Syria thing, though, I really enjoy, because this is the first time my Republican and my Democrat friends are all coming together and saying no
we
war.
We have to leave
well,
at 8:30, 8:15,
cool.
8:15, because we have to be
home. As long as you can.
Nate's home at 9, his dad brings him home.
Anywhere from 9 to 9:30 to 10.
10, whatever.
But we never know exactly.
He's the waiter. You know how it goes.
Is he married to that girl now?
No, we're not even officially divorced, so I have
not
to get
yet.
Up.
I thought you got that done.
No, I've got the paperwork started. We've got a friend. I'm filing myself and filling out all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Which
do you think you wouldn't have to? Like, I knew that.
Well, no, I just thought it would happen. Honestly.
Okay.
I was like, if I left a it long enough, the state of Illinois is going to be like, look, they've lived in two separate addresses for some time now. We're just
You figured that would actually happen at some point.
Yeah.
Like, you think it would just be easier. I bet it, then they lose all the money from actually getting divorces. They want the money.
Yeah. Is he still with that girl?
Yeah. I guess she has, Danielle said she has an engagement ring, so, but apparently from what Wayne's mom said, she wants to have like 12 billion babies, and.
Oh my Jesus. That's
do they have two? Or?
They have two, yeah. Yeah. And they get along almost as well as he and I did, so. As far as Virginia told me, so I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's just go ahead and keep procreating with somebody that you don't even like. But I don't care because he's working and he's paying child support and he's picking Nathan up every other week. So
I'm proud of him.
I am too. He's
that's
doing well.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, really with him, not much more.
It's actually pretty impressive.
Okay, well, yeah, considering everything else.
Yeah.
They were all a part of the Amy and Waynard split to begin with. Jamie and I did the No Food, No Boys 2 years program. Justin tried.
5 years later, I'm still on No Boys.
Well, the only reason I'm...
Wait, 7 years later? I don't know, it's a long time.
He's amazing and isn't a stupid boy. He's... He's not a guy that will yell out the window, hey, I need to hook me up with some single chicks.
I just remember meeting you, and I thought that you, like, I just remember you talking to Amy, and you, like, had this whole, like, I don't know, I thought you were a hipster.
No, we're two 80-year-olds. It's really pretty sad. But he actually does more than I do. He's in band. Which
awesome.
is
a hipster. Yeah. He has a beard. He's got glasses.
He's in a band in the Dantel music art scene.
He's a hipster.
I know.
Listen,
I just occasionally.
Why haven't I discovered you? I feel like that's right. we're the third wheels.
The third wheel.
He's actually,
we play around here.
He's
actually, we're
in a
play
band
over
with the
ex-boyfriend
Mark Richardson. I don't know if you were. I don't even know if we were.
Cool.
I was up with him for very long.
Did you live with him behind the gas station?
No, that was Mike, and he was awful.
We're gonna
he was the whole reason that I swore off Ben. And if it hadn't been for
Gary, we've been playing Monticello over the Roadrunner. We're playing Boomerangs with HOH.
But I've gotten over blaming myself for that relationship because it was just no good.
So do you post? Where can I follow your shows?
It's okay.
Is that,
it's much better.
We have a Facebook page. I've been going to a counselor. I'll check them out. We have three counselors. Yay, for counseling. Yes, I tried that too. It didn't really do anything but make me feel worse about myself. Whatever.
Well, she actually is really, really good. She's the only counselor I've ever been to.
It's
Help.
An American Trilogy and Snuff cover.
I'm almost done reading now a book. It's called Boundaries. Jen Dixon gave it to me like 2 years
ago.
Whatever
we want to
do. Sat on the shelf.
Sounds like Jamie's iPod.
What is it?
He just described your iPod, the three songs that he has.
What are they?
The three songs we have videos up of are Snuff by Slipknot, and then it's American Trilogy by Elvis, and then Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, it does sound like my iPod.
He said eclectic. James' iPod. That's a good word for your iPod.
Eclectic.
Now I get some, what is it, Nanas or something?
Yeah, there needs to be a little bit of rap on there, but whatever.
So, do you guys see Amanda anymore?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Do you?
Every time I go to Danville, I run into her at a restaurant.
Hmm.
I don't know, it's really odd.
That is strange, every single time.
But, well, not recently.
We're on the same eating schedules.
Yeah, clearly. But her
birthday is... food connection.
Her birthday's coming up on the 27th, I think, and I might go to, like, a bonfire or something at her house.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, because I always miss her birthday every year, because it's right after mine, and I'm always still recovering.
I was one of the big motivators for not drinking was the older I've gotten, the harder it is to recover. Like, it used to be I could get up and go the next day and feel kind of crappy, and then, like, 4 days of just feeling horrible.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, it's no good for me.
My problem is I just, when I drink, I don't really sleep, so, like... At 4 days off for my birthday, that I probably will be drinking and not sleeping.
So it's
like,
kind of like crack for you?
Yeah. I feel like...
It's liquid death.
I have a different reaction to alcohol than others. It doesn't make me tired. It makes me not sleep.
Well, probably.
She can get about 3 or 4 hours in.
Yeah.
Probably something like Xanax or something like that would have the same effect on you, too. A downer.
I'm always wanting some Xanax. I need some, man. I can't, like, what I think is funny is, like, the older I get, the more anxiety I have. Like, it is crazy. I used to make fun of all these, like, 30-plus-year-old women that are all like, I'm on this prescription and this prescription and this prescription. And I'm like, get control of your life. And here I am, like, where is a Xanax stabbed? Right, how do I get it?
Okay, I will tell you my cocktail. I take Wellbutrin. It's an antidepressant.
It doesn't make you gain weight.
No, but birth control never did. I never had any problems with gaining weight with any kind of pills, thankfully. So I take Wellbutrin.
This is a magic apple. Sorry.
Twice a day. And it's in a brown bottle, so it's kind of like a caramel.
Yeah. It's very fall.
It is. It's festive.
Aww. Okay, anyway, back to this Wellbutrin. Do you have the Xannies?
I actually do.
How do you get them?
You go to a doctor.
Oh,
and
I
you
don't like
say,
those.
No, they, what had happened, when I first got put on the Wellbutrin, she gave me the Xanax for, until it kicked in, for the anxiety
just
part.
For fun. Oh.
Just for the hell of it. And then, but I've been trying to, I don't use the Xanax very often. I went to the health food store and I use this stuff called Adrenal. Mm-hmm. And it helps with concentration and basically it's counteracting the overproduction of the adrenal glands. And so it helps stabilize.
I already take a prescription version of that.
Do you really?
Well, the Tenlol that I take, it lowers the production of your adrenal gland.
So that you're
specifically so it lowers your heart rate, but okay. It has the same effect as like a...
Yeah. And then I take this stuff called Atrafem because I've been having like... What it was I just...
Like
slowly started going crazy. Like my periods, my PMS was getting bad.
And then they just get tired.
My mood swings were really
bad.
And
then when you do
on my period, my cramps were really bad. I've never had that trouble with it. And I could behave myself in public, but poor Barry had to deal with me at home. And I was just all over the place. Like, there was no... I'd just get angry for no reason, and or I'd cry, and I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't know what was wrong. So I ended up going to the doctor and took some time off work, and they did a full blood panel because I thought, you know, well, maybe it's, you know, a hormone thing or a thyroid thing or something. And I'm healthy as a horse. There's nothing wrong, which is a good thing, but she said it's chemical. So I've been staying on the Wellbutrin, doing the Adrenal, doing the Atrafem, which helps clear out the bad estrogen from birth control because it's not the right kind of estrogen that your body needs. And it stays in your body for, like, forever. So this actually clears it out, which helps balance everything out as well. And then just working and exercise and that work and doing my devotions has been a really big thing. So
she has been buying her a yoga DVD.
Which I have not yet
used. You haven't used it?
I haven't. It was, well, the first day that I went to go use it, Gary had also gotten me some coconut oil, which is supposed to be very heart healthy, very good for you. And our friend Josh had this recipe. It's a kind of a go-go juice for in the morning for energy. And it was
2 cups of coffee.
Yeah, 2 cups of coffee and a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of the coconut oil and some butter.
Where'd you find coconut oil at?
The health food store.
You can get it pretty much anywhere now.
Yeah. It tastes really good.
I hear good stuff about it.
It's an energy supplement for your brain, too.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really good for your skin.
Yeah, it's good for everything. But, so I made this little concoction, and I took Gary to work, because I was at the very beginning of my time off. And I got home from work, because that was the one thing that he wanted me to do, was start the yoga thing. And I turned it on, and I'm starting to do the breathing or whatever. What he had failed to tell me was
that... You had to start a little slower with coconut oil.
Because it was like the stuff that they give people that they before they go in for a colonoscopy. Uh-oh. Like, just... Like, there was nothing left inside my bowels at all.
Did you dehydrate yourself?
No. I made sure to replenish. I had some Gatorades.
But since then, she won't do yoga because it's...
Yeah. No, mostly it's because I have, like, I don't like to exercise in front of people. Jamie can, you guys can attest to that. Like, the walking and stuff that we did was all done in the woods or very early in the morning.
Yeah.
You know,
I miss that hiking.
I know.
I miss hiking.
Me too. Trail of Tears.
Oh, yeah.
And that was all before my surgery. So now that I've had that, like, I could probably do so much more. It would be so...
I didn't know that you had the surgery. You had your heart surgery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was... That's been...
His 25th birthday.
Well, it was, the day before...
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't the day before my 24th birthday, right?
I thought it was your 25th birthday. Because you just turned 26, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was your 25th. Because remember, I was like, this is going to be the best year.
I think you're thinking of my...
oh, you were still with Ray, though, huh?
I just broken up with him.
When you had your surgery? Yeah,
I broke up with him, moved in with my parents, and then, like, a few weeks later had my surgery.
No, it was 24th birthday. Because
I just want to do everything all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you had any contact with Ray at all?
No, not really. We tried to stay in touch for a little while after, but it didn't work. Okay. It never works.
Oh, gosh.
This is crazy.
Except for me. I stayed in contact with everybody. I'm going to watch Joe graduate with his master's degree, the first Joe, in D.C. next month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still talk to the second Joe?
No. But
okay. Well, that one was...
I saw him for the first time, what was it, last weekend or whatever.
You hung out with him while he was at work.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It was the most awkward thing of my whole entire life. I hadn't seen him in like a year. It was really awkward.
But you still hang out with his sister, right?
Right. Yeah, she's like my best friend.
Yeah. Well, I have HCM, I have an enlarged heart. So I just went in and had a surgery done to cut out a piece of it so that the blood flow.
Oh, it'd be easy.
Yeah, because I was having, like, problems breathing. Like, when we would hike and things like that, I would just run out of breath. And I think I used to think it was asthma. I was misdiagnosed as a kid with asthma. I've never had asthma.
Yeah.
It was... So, and in fact, putting me on an inhaler was a steroid, which was making my problem worse. It wasn't helping. So, yeah. But my heart was... A normal person's heart is, like, usually about the size of your fist. Mine was 3 times as big as that. It still is that big, but... So obviously every part of it, like the middle where the blood flows through, was too thick to let blood in. So once I started like exercising or something, it would get so thick that there's basically no blood going through, you know.
Which is really counterproductive.
Yeah,
for the heart. Yeah, it does.
So do you have to watch how much cardio you do or anything like that?
I should, but I mean I can never play sports. They tell you that right off. They're like, you'll never be able to be a competitive athlete. Not that I remember.
All right.
I really worried about that.
Done.
But, like, normal exercise is okay. Like, I shouldn't be pushing myself. Like, I can't be training for a marathon or something.
Yeah.
But normal exercise is fine. And I went and got, because of the size of my heart and the history of my family, I went and got a defibrillator. So I have an implanted device all the time. So in case something ever did happen, I have that. So
there's a history of heart problems in your family?
Yeah, my biological father
had,
yeah.
Okay.
And it usually is, like, I think they said in over 50% of the cases it's hereditary, so. Okay. Like, they're still learning a lot about HCM, so not a lot of people know a lot about it. They're doing a lot of genetic research on it.
Is that the Prince Charles?
I think he's looking for the single girl.
Oh, I need to go find him.
No, you do not.
Do
not.
Do you drink vodka? Do you have some?
We have some.
I know.
Some more.
No, I don't. I don't really feel like drinking. I didn't drink last night. I was like the DD.
Were you? Yeah. You were the good girl?
Well, I drank, just not excessively. And then
you
DD'd.
Drank responsibly.
Yeah. And then made sure all my really intoxicated friends made it home.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah. At one point, I realized that I was it. So.
You're the only one who could still walk a straight line.
That's how you won the keys. That's a fun game.
Oh, when you're playing with really drunk people, you could just like throw them up in the air and just watch them all fall over. trying to get
No, this. What happened is I watched my friend, she had like 7 vodka and sodas in front of her that were empty. She kept ordering shots, and the waitress said, "You drink like a fish." My other friend, she doesn't ever drink, and she's like doing shots. And then my other friend is a lightweight, and he's drunk after like 2 beers. Mm-hmm. So at that point, when I realized that my other friend had like 7 empty vodka and soda waters, I was like, good thing I've only had 2 drinks and like 2 shots. And then I stopped drinking. Because mm-hmm. then I knew I was going to be the responsible one.
Which that would be okay. A fun game, though. At the end of the night, you get all your friends in a circle, you take all your keys, and at the same time, you throw them all up in the air, and whoever can catch theirs is sober enough to drive home.
I feel like that's a better plan than the one that you usually do.
Hurley tried to catch it.
We are really bad about drinking and driving.
Yes, don't be bad about practice. That.
Like we would all be drinking, and like I had friends that would practice their road sobriety tests every time they drank. So, and they got to the point where they could pass it.
That's awesome.
Drunk. Completely.
I passed it on my first time. Drunk.
I did not.
I've been pulled over really drunk before, and like nobody ever questions me.
Really? I've taken the field sobriety test. And I then
that,
it.
Remember that one morning I crashed my Mustang at 3 a.m.? I crashed my car at, like, 3 a.m. Yeah. I hadn't been drinking. I had just, like, woken up. But, like, it was, like, the first day of snow, and I, like, was driving on the highway and, like, totaled out my car. Mm. The cops come, and they don't ask me any questions. They don't give me any tickets. They just sat with me until the tow truck driver came. Like, never once were they like, what are you doing out at 3 a.m.? Have you been drinking? Like, it's 3 a.m. Who's out at 3 a.m.? And I have, like, I don't know, like... Why would you not ask me?
Because you're a cute girl all by yourself, and they were being big, brave cops.
Obviously, she just got hungry for truck stops.
which is why I was out at 3 a.m. Yes. going to the truck stop, but...
Yes.
But yeah, I got pulled over once, and I was so drunk that, like, I don't even remember the rest of the night. But, yeah, I got pulled over, and the cop was like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I was like... my sticker's expired. And he was like, well, yeah, it is. But no. And he points at my seatbelt because I tuck my seatbelt under my arm all the time because it, like, messes up my hair. Right? So I tell him that. Yeah. Yeah. He was like, do you know what? So, like, and he points at my seatbelt. And he was like, I couldn't tell you had a seatbelt on. I was like, oh, well, it messes up my hair. And he was like, the windshield will mess up your face. And then let me go.
That's the best answer ever.
And then let me go with no tickets. And I really shouldn't have been driving at all.
Oh, I gotta remember to call Decade.
For what?
Get my license back.
Oh. So you guys are both driver's licenses? List?
No, oh. I have mine back.
Oh, okay.
And no. A car. It's a ghetto glider.
Ghetto glider?
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, it would have been a lot more awesome if the guy that we bought it from had actually fixed all the things that he said he was going to fix. And then we had to re-fix everything. But thankfully, we know a mechanic who did it. It probably would have been close to $1,000 just in labor costs.
Wow.
But we paid him...
Maybe
there are 200 calories in this one beer?
It's caramel covered.
Oh, it's not caramel. It's apple strawberry.
It's all the fruit and it makes
yeah.
This is delicious, though. It's totally worth the 200 calories.
It's like a dessert.
It dessert just makes wine. It half and half of Guinness.
Oh, I love snake bites. Snake bites are amazing.
I went to visit my friend in Decatur. Never been in Decatur before, and I asked him where the gas station was because I needed gas. He told me to just go straight down this road, so I went that straight down the road. And I was like, well, how do I turn around? Because this is a 4-lane one-way. And so I go this way, and then this road has construction, so I go a little further. But that goes that way, so I go a little... By the time I got over there, I'm just like, where am I at? I'm like, oh, good, it's midnight, and I'm in Decatur, and I'm completely lost.
Oh, gosh. That's even more ghetto than
the whole town is the whole
thing. I'm like, ghetto. I'm going to die in Decatur. That's what happens in Decatur. People just get shot a lot.
People do get shot in Decatur.
Just going to die.
This is true.
And it's at night.
So how did you get out? Did you use your GPS?
Well, I tried. That's what I use. I tried, but it wouldn't activate, and so I was using the map feature, which doesn't move or anything. Because it just tells you where to go, turn here, turn here. An indicator, like,
yes.
A street will have, like, three different names for some reason, but it won't have any of the ones you that on your map. And so I finally get pulled over by this cop, and I thought it was because I was kind of stopping and going. I was trying to see these road signs, and he's like,
much like me driving.
He's like, hey, you know your sticker's expired? I'm like, no. And so he's like, well, let's see your license registration. And I handed him and proof of insurance. And I handed him, he's like, this proof of insurance is expired. Like, I didn't get the new one put in there. So he's like, he didn't give me a ticket for the sticker because he was a really nice guy. But he's like, you'll have to come back. Do you live far? I'm like, yeah, an hour and 40 minutes. I live 2 hours from here. Well, sometime within the next 5 days, come back, and they'll drop this ticket to show them that you have. And I was like, okay, so I get to drive all the way back. So I got to drive all the way back to Decatur. Got there, showed them I had it, made me sign stuff, do the swearing and thing. They're like, okay, we'll send this up to the judge, and he'll discharge this. And I was like, what about my license? Like, well, we don't have it down here. Either come back tomorrow or call us and we'll send it to you in the mail.
Oh, wow.
Like, so why did I even show up? Like, shouldn't you just have that ready?
Yay, well, Illinois!
What's supposed to happen is the cop is supposed to turn it in to that office so that they have it. But somewhere in between there, a lot of times,
he takes
that
it home
happen.
And puts it on his mirror and admires it for a few
yeah.
days.
That's so creepy.
I know people that work at the circuit clerk's office, and most of the time it happens like it's supposed to. Sometimes it does not.
You have such a massive beard.
Isn't it amazing?
It is. It's so dark,
down.
Too.
Our friend, Mermer Romero, we share Gary. He's in love with him. But mostly because of his beard. But he's a big weenie about it, because he's like, every time I try and grow it out, it gets itchy, and then I have to shave it.
That's me. I've been trying to grow a beard for a year.
But Romero took and photoshopped a beard on him, and also his, what, 4-year-old son?
He did
a Gary beard.
The Duck Dynasty app. He gives you a Duck Dynasty guy beards.
Yeah.
He's like, one of these days, I'm going to punch you in the beard. I'm like, then you're going to have to go to the hospital because your hand's going to be broke.
I'm going to punch you in the beard. That sounds like something I would say.
He's like, I'm right after something you said, to grab me.
Like your beard.
Can I punch it?
That's going to be your new friend.
It is.
You're going to have to wait for somebody with a beard.
They're everywhere these days.
Yeah, hipsters are in.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they dirty, though?
See, I grow mine out in the winter at AutoZone because it gets cold in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let it grow all the way down to here. And then it just... But mine's curly, so it just curls under. So it doesn't look... much different, but it's just, if you pull it out,
yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, he can throw it.
Yeah, but
beard.
This is pretty trimmed down.
Yeah.
But, like, that's why I told her, I was like, in high school, like, I decided I was just done conforming, and so I wore, like, a white t-shirt or a black t-shirt every day, and grew my hair out.
Would you quit labeling him?
And so then, like...
But by not conforming, you actually created a brand new trend.
But
six months later,
people are growing their hair out.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, well, I'm going to grow a goatee because I want to be able to buy cigarettes. So I grew a goatee. Nobody in school had a goatee. By the end of the senior year, there were like half the... I was like, okay, well,
see,
I'm going to grow a beard. I'm going to grow a beard because I'm too lazy to shave. So I grew a beard. And then everybody started having, like, these pencil-thin beards, so I let mine get thicker, and now everybody has these huge, massive beards. I'm like, you're got to be kidding.
Maybe it's time to shave.
My best friend, Chuck.
No, I love his beard.
It'll never happen.
The first thing, when we posted our engagement on the Facebook, I don't know how many people, his friends, were like, so you're going to get him to shave his beard, right, before he gets married? Like, as soon as we started dating, everybody was like, you're going to get him to shave his beard, yeah. I don't know
like,
why they're
I like
obsessed
that.
With
why?
It. I do. I love the beard.
It's a control issue. I feel like you're a beard woman. Like
I am.
Beard.
I do. Like I've never been with a man with a beard, so it was different. But.
I told them, I was like, she has nothing to do with that shave or not.
Yeah.
So my facial hair, it's important to me.
Where'd you go to school at?
Bismarck.
What year did you graduate?
98.
We were born in the same year.
He was born at the beginning of AD and I was born at the end.
That's fun.
Chuck had a similar problem, though. Our freshman year going into high school, he wore a duster, like a trench coat, you know? And people were, like, scared of him because he was, like, he was known as that kid in the duster. The kid in the trench coat, you know? Like,
the trench
watch
coat
him.
Kid.
This is, like, not too long after Columbine.
Right? Like, oh!
This is, like, that.
He's
so, like,
hiding many automatic weapons.
Scared. But, like, by our senior year, like, several people had them. Like, it was every other person you saw had them. And he was, like, genuinely angry.
Yeah.
He's like, that's my thing. You took
my
thing. It's my one thing. Why you all gotta do it?
You guys have the same ones that we do. The Supernatural.
Oh, yeah, I have every season of Supernatural.
We do not have them all,
We have all the angels.
Yeah, we have all the angels. We've got
35
of them.
So you need to get on the Buffys. Buffy's
I went through the Buffys on the Netflix. And
you're in love?
I got through all...
We were watching it on,
like,
Chiller, and then she decided that wasn't enough, and so then...
Because I had commercials.
Yeah.
But Gary would record it, so I could skip through commercials. But then we had the next... I can't even sit through... Like, I can rewatch all of the Supernaturals.
Because she's never actually seen any of them.
I don't sit down long enough to watch a full program. Like,
we'll be watching one, she's like, I've never seen this one before. I'm like, you've seen this one, like, 19 times.
Because when Nate and I... When we were in our own house, Gary gave us his Supernaturals to watch because we didn't have
cable.
Yeah, we just had the DVD. And so we would watch it all the time. But I would do laundry or do dishes or think or nap.
Yeah.
Or
I would walk in and I'd just hear the Supernatural, like, loading screen music playing repeatedly. I was like, do you want me to start this over? Yeah, yeah. What season are you on? I don't know. They're in the car.
The DVDs are
numbered. They're in the car.
So
their dad, the car, I think they were killing
their
somebody.
Their dad may or may not be alive. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there were demons involved.
And a hot guy solving mysteries.
So, which one are you, Sam?
I've never seen it, and I don't know their names. I've just seen it on at the gym, and the one guy is smoking hot. What is his name? Ackles?
Jensen. Yeah, you're a Dean fan.
He's the pretty one,
right?
Danielle is a Sam fan. Like, she's just absolutely in love with Sam.
The other guy?
The other guy? Not Jensen Ackles?
Yes.
The one that looks like somebody
See, to get
walking down the street?
Yeah, not the pretty one.
But
Jensen is very pretty.
I was a Doctor Who fan when I was young.
Yeah.
When I used to watch it with my mom.
Which doctor did you start with?
I've seen them all. But my favorite one was,
Tom Baker.
Baker, and then it was Davidson.
Yeah.
And then I really liked McCoy.
Okay.
But hated Colin.
Yes.
One right before McCoy. The one with the really colorful coat.
Oh, that was number...
Watches Doctor Who. He has a beard. He likes to start trends. He has glasses.
Don't make fun of Doctor Who over there.
We're not, but Gary's a huge Doctor Who fan, and I have seen Doctor Who a few episodes, but I do not know enough to remember.
See, I started off with Matt Smith, and I'm afraid she's really not going to like...
Eccleston. Oh, yeah.
That's a hard transition to go back to.
We really need to start. That's what I tell people.
Like, when I watch TV,
especially the acting
ones,
I tell
them,
start with
Eccleston. That's how I find shows I watch. I'll just watch a random episode.
Then you'll fall in love with
David Tennant.
And then you'll fall in love with
Matt
Smith.
After the writing on the new series, to go back to the writing on the old series.
She's okay.
It's the same writers for sure.
It felt rehashed near the end of Tennant.
And
then, like, Moffat.
It's been on for a little while.
All
and I was never interested in it, and then he was
really
like, it's hysterical.
Well, they drink a lot of wine,
intense,
and I love Courtney
and
Cox.
Yes.
So I don't know why I don't watch it.
And,
I'm worried
and her
that
friend,
I'm not
her
like
assistant, because she's a realtor,
really,
I think. Her assistant reminds
me
a little bit of you.
Deep.
Like,
she's
very
awesome.
Slutty, and you're not slutty, but she's just kind
of
fancy and just says whatever she wants, you know. But she's really very intelligent, you know, but she plays up the whole cute blonde thing, and she's like, oh.
I need to stop doing that, though. I need to actually, like, act like I know what's going on, like I really do, and stop pretending like I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to be into the new doctor.
You can get by like, with so much, though.
I want
people think you're dumb.
I wasn't sure about that, so I have to
go back to it. I keep going back to that, because I was like, I wasn't like a fan of Masters when you started, but
really
then
dumb.
I love
it. I know, yeah, but I pretend like I am all the time.
Because you're scared of boys.
I've just seen some stuff that this guy's done, and I'm like, I can't really see
the
doctor.
That's why, with Gary, he is the most, like,
he cusses
stupid
like
boy
Taylor.
Guy.
Yeah, I've seen some.
I'll hear my friends talk about, you know, their boyfriends or whatever, if they're in the mood, like, waggling their penises at him and doing all this stupid boy stuff, and I'm just so thankful that Gary doesn't do any of those things.
You're thankful he doesn't waggle his penis at you?
Yeah, pretty much, because although it's functional,
Jamie
it's
wants
not...
someone to waggle his penis at him.
Apparently.
As long as there's seven.
The guy in the window.
Hey, Prince Charming.
He probably is your Prince Charming. Jamie loves when people go, hey, bye bye.
No, I don't.
Her favorite.
Oh, name. No. Do not call me a pet name. Don't call me babe. Don't call me baby. Don't say honey. Don't be like, what are the other names? Boo? Definitely don't call me boo.
What about,
like,
cutie pie sugar pants?
It has to be something creative.
There are stipulations.
Yes! You can call me a pet name as long as you haven't called every other girlfriend that you've dated that name or every other girl you know that name.
So
and it has
to
be creative.
Do you have to do research then on this person?
Well,
to make
I
sure
mean,
that this
I just mean like a generic name. Like, most people use generic names. Like,
he's the
babe,
Admiral.
Baby, whatever. See? That's cute.
And I'm Sweet Tits McGee in your phone.
Yeah, you know, she just makes me hand the new guy the rule book. Or something.
You're
and
just
that's
like sit down with him and like, okay, this is orientation.
Right.
We've got a PowerPoint.
I hope you've cleared the week.
Jamie Coppola. Rule number one, chew your gum hard. Cocky like a jerk face. Rule number two.
Wear express.
Rule number three.
Keep your teeth straight.
Yes.
Rule number four. Don't be a zombie.
Exactly.
Rule number five.
Don't call me pet names.
Rule number six.
I think I'm out of rules. I feel like I do have lots more. Have an iPhone.
Why is that important?
To have an iPhone?
Yeah.
She so that way my little messages come
later.
Blue.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't think of that. I'm sorry. That was very stupid of me. I apologize for my ignorance.
She will call you out if your box isn't blue. She'll say, what are you doing?
Why
do you not have an iPhone?
Okay, in the past, like, couple of months, I've talked to, like, two boys that don't have iPhones, and that's the first thing I say, are you going to get an iPhone? Do you need to upgrade? I'm going to need you to get an iPhone.
Wait,
if we're going to keep talking.
We can't be together if we
don't
upgrade.
Well, they want a functional phone.
Oh, you're a hipster. You're supposed to love iPhones. Wait, I bet you have an old school, like, phone with no smartphone, don't you? Because you're a hipster.
No, tell her how mad I was when I had to get rid of my phone and had to do the touchscreen, and it's got stuff, and I don't know how to do it.
No, my ex-wife was an Apple freak. Like, everything had to be Apple. We got the Mac, got the book, and had, like, 14 different iPods, and every iPhone, she's like, oh, I'm not going to get this one because the next one's going to have this. Because all this has is, like, cut and paste. And I don't need to cut and paste. And then it'd be like, well, I got the new iPhone. Why? Oh, I'll just give this one to somebody else. And it just drove me crazy. Because it's like, so I read online that the iPhone does less than every other phone on the market.
You can't even make calls
on
it.
That's the point. The iPhone is very simple. It's not, like, complex.
So when I go into the... I had to get this phone because my other phone finally broke. Like, I had the oldest Razor, and it finally broke, and it wouldn't even make calls anymore. And I was like, they're like showing me all these phones. They're like, well, this does this, and this has touch sensitivity. This has 3G web. And I was just like, how's the reception?
What's reception?
I don't talk about my phone.
They're all all probably about the same. So how much is that one? Oh, this would be $300. How much is this one? Actually, that's with a $50 rebate, that's free. I'll take that. Because they're all the same reception, right? I can make a phone call on this. Well, yeah, but you don't get... I don't care.
So you actually call people?
Yeah. Actually, well, not that much. Because I have, I have 3,500 rollover minutes right now or something like that. But for the first time ever, I actually use my 1,000 text messages in a month. That's because I'm in the band and I was talking to my friend in Decatur and talked to her. She speaks specifically in text message.
Me because too. High five.
She won't
that was a high five. That was a horrible high five.
She won't even set up her voicemail box.
Because I don't want any messages from people. That means that I'll have to call them back if it's important.
Tell them why it really is.
Her mailbox used to be completely full all the time and you couldn't leave her a voicemail anyway.
Also, I don't know how to do it on my phone. So I'd rather not learn.
That's funny.
Does anybody want something?
See, she's watched
that. I got an extra tall one, so.
She's watched that, and I bet she doesn't remember Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
How could you forget Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog?
Right there.
No.
It's gonna be
extra. I don't.
The middle one.
I don't remember.
Well, you need to watch it again, then.
Apparently.
You don't remember Dr. whatever that is?
I have the worst remember. Like, if it is not something that I use on a regular basis, that's why I have this guy, because he can remember just completely random, useless
facts.
I'll
forget your name and your name by the time I leave them. But
don't worry, I won't remember.
I will remember everyone's life story and the background and what's going on in their lives
I'll remember the whole conversation and everything, but I won't.
And then she'll remember the names.
Yeah,
so
I don't remember.
We do balance each other out very well.
I don't remember her birthday, my parents' birthday. I never remember any of her.
December 30th.
Good job!
Because it's right next to New Year's
Eve. It is an easy birthday.
Yeah, no, I don't remember numbers or names. And people at work, I won't even talk to them for the first 6 months because I was just like, it's too much work. They're
man,
fired.
Oh, I give
I
it at least
know.
A year. I work in a help center, high rollover. I won't talk to you for the first year.
I don't know anyone's name. I just tell everybody, hey, mister.
Ours is pretty high, too.
I'm serious.
So, like,
what
literally,
if it's
like,
a girl,
people
do you still
walk
say, hey, mister?
I'm like, hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl.
You'll be gone in a few weeks. And everybody's like, when I start talking to them,
I really do that. Like at work, we have like 100 drivers. So every driver that I see, I'm like, "Hey, Mister." But once I learn your name, I still call you Mister.
Yeah,
I just like calling people Mister.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
You
don't ever say anybody's name at work anyway.
It's Jamie.
I literally
I'm pretty sure I said that to you tonight.
I literally said to a girl this week that, "Oh, you've been here a year. Okay, I should learn your name." That's my cutoff point. Like, before that, it's not worth it.
See, and on the other hand, until recently, and I'm hoping that they take me in completely out of training, I was the main trainer on weekends, and that's where we got the most amount of people that came in. So I know the majority of people out there anyway, on first and on weekends. I don't know many third shift people, but...
And how
like,
many kids they have, and
yeah.
What childhood traumas they went through, and
yeah.
What kind of car they drive or don't drive, or,
yeah.
And they call her.
Yeah.
I text her.
Yeah, people talk to me.
And I don't understand.
Amy is one of those people that when you work with her, she's like your best friend, and then as soon as you don't see her every day, she doesn't talk to you. I knew it was going to happen because I ended up running into, I had run into one of her friends that she was like really good friends with, Amanda or whatever. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
They were like besties when they worked together, and then she hadn't seen her for like years until I was like with her.
Yeah.
And then, so we talked about it too though, because I used to really suck at keeping in contact with people.
Yeah.
But now I keep in contact with everybody.
I'm like,
I'll send a text.
I need to get better.
One of my best friends moved to Chicago, and I talked to him every once in a while. He moved like back to town, like 15 minutes away or less, 10 minutes where I lived, and was for like 3 years. And in 3 years, I think I saw him like 10 times. Because I was just like,
But you and talk on your phone.
No. Like, even on Facebook,
phone.
Like every once in a while, I'll be like, I
no,
should probably
necessary.
Find out. Because my three best friends all live out in Colorado now. Like, within, like, an hour of each other.
Aww.
And so, I'm like, well, I can talk to them on Facebook, and I'll see something they've posted, and I won't even comment on it. I won't even hit like. I'm just poor. I'm a horrible person. Every once in a while, I'll call them or something, and we'll catch up. But when they're back in town, I try to, you know, spend some time with them. But
well, I know for me, like, a lot of it is having dealt with depression for so long, and especially, you know, in certain times. Like, I just shut down, and I don't want to talk to anybody. But that's something that I am much slower than I'd like to be, but working my way out of and being healthy and social again and hanging out with people and not just... Because he hangs out with people a lot more than I do. I don't hang out with people. Because, like, when he goes to the shows or whatever, we have to have a babysitter for
Nate. Richard, don't bite. He gets...
Where's the blow dart?
He needs the blow dart. He's not very good with men. Like, when he gets around men, he gets very bitey.
Our dog's like,
he doesn't like men.
Like, he'll bark and bark and bark. He'll never...
But he's a daddy's boy.
Yeah, my dad's fine. Nate's fine. I'm fine.
My brother's fine. I'm pretty sure. He's there with George.
How's your brother doing?
He's actually... he moved to Carmi, southern Illinois, and then... he's
headed to Colorado last time I saw him.
Yeah, he's going to help with the... Because he's working for a company that does, like, carpets and stuff, but they also do the...
damage.
Yeah, from flooding and fire and things like that. So they're going to... I'm assuming he's going with his company to help do the restoration.
My friends, like, they can't get to work, but they're not flooded out.
That's all I know about it. He was engaged.
He got married, and she was a horrible, horrible woman.
And then I remember I ran into you at, like, CVS or something, and we started talking about him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't doing well.
No, he's doing so much better now. Like, it got pretty bad not too long ago. Like, right around the same... Our family is oddly connected. Like, we're all going through, in slightly different time frames, some really bad stuff. Like, Abby's getting divorced.
She is?
Yeah, and Dustin... She tried to be as fair and as... Like, she wasn't going to ask for the house. She was going to let him keep the girls there at the house... And she was going to find a place in Oakwood so that way they could come and stay the night. But she knew how important it was to him to have the girls. And she felt like it would be more stable for them to stay there. And, like, just being more than fair. And thankfully, Mom went and retained, apparently, the best divorce lawyer in Danville for her. Because now he's trying to get supervised visits for her with the girls, and, like, bugging her about child support. She works, she gets $80 a week or something like that at the Dollar General in Oakwood, and he's asking
her... Why would you even
want
to make a claim like that, supervisor?
Because he's an idiot.
That's stupid.
Yes. And Abby, she's going kind of crazy right now, and...
Drinking a lot.
She is drinking a lot. But it just makes me mad because he's not... Well, like Gary said, what she needs to do is...
Every bit of it. And I told her, like, I drove her home and she had a really bad day and she came over and she was, you know, she's like, well, thank you for, you know, having me over and stuff. And I was like, it's fine. I was like, I know you're wanting to be really amicable about this and that's awesome, but it's not going to work. You have to. I was like, unfortunately, you're going to have to get your mind right because he will eventually get to the point where he's going to want to wrest control from you because that's what he does. He's a control addict and you have to get on... You have to get your game plan together now and get ready for it. She's like, well, I think he'll be... It's been really good. And I was just like, coming. Because he's eventually going to see that, you know, you're going to stay gone. And once he's figured out you're going to be gone and he has to change his life, then
wait,
he's going to...
Wait, so she left him then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she was done. She's been done for a while. He has started a relationship with a girl at work. And I don't know if it ever got sexual, but this was a few years back. And it really, really hurt Abby. I mean, he did things like... Because Abby is like me. You know, we never ask for much. We don't want diamonds. We don't want jewelry. We don't want anything fancy. But he would continue to get things like that for her because that's how his mom is. That's how his sister is. You know, that's how he expected women to be. But he bought this girl at work a star and named it after her, something that Abby would have absolutely loved. Bought her chocolates to keep on his desk that were her favorites. I mean, just things like that that were just completely devastating. And Ab never got over it. And although she tried and they stayed together for a few years after that, at a certain point she was just like, whoa, I can't do this anymore. And now he is already
with this girl, and this girl's married. So
that's a bad case of the work wife.
Yeah, it was not a good situation. Electricity.
I figured they were getting divorced because the last time I saw her, when was it? I feel like I was with Justin the last time I saw her. We were at Fat Man's like 2 years ago.
She hangs out at Fat Man's quite a bit.
It was like 2 years ago. It was like me, Raynell, Becca, and Justin, we were there, and like this guy I called the underager because like literally the last time I saw him he was underage at a party, and then the next time I saw him he was like 27. So I still call him the underager because he was like underage.
Because at one point in time he was
underage. I'm like, underager, I haven't seen you forever. And he was like all over your sister, so I was like, oh, they must not be together anymore. So.
Well, she did a lot of that before she officially ended it. From what, because Gary did the live karaoke, he saw, I didn't see it, but
I heard. Yeah, my exact words were, if I were her husband, I would be very upset by what I saw, but
yeah.
I don't care, it's not my life.
Were you there that night? Yeah.
Did
we go to karaoke that night? No, we saw that band. That guy that's really hot and sings.
You know, the one in the band. You know that band.
He doesn't really have a band. Mike Ingram.
A band with Kayla.
Yeah, that's it. That's who we went to see.
So do you guys do this every weekend? Because this is fun.
I do it every weekend. Come hang out with me anytime.
We'll do it. I work on the stupid weekends.
Wait, before you guys go, we have to cheer to something to end this podcast, I think.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite toast?
I don't toast.
So. I used to toast.
Well, what about you, Mr. Gary?
Do you have a toast?
I don't know. You should just say too evil.
I like it. Alright, here we go.
Evil.
Evil. Sorry.
This time seemed really just very short.
Did it?
Yeah.
It was a good hour, wasn't
this
it?
This is what I want to be when I die. Life. Like an evil Jesus!
And then he falls. Oh shit, I'm actually alive. That fucking shark eats him.
He deserves to die.
We chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. Coming down, it slowly turned you left. I should have let you in. I never meant to start a war. I just wanted you to let me in. I guess I should have let you in. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.